This Get Made. Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? I am your host, Paul Scheer, guiding you down this river of How Did This Get Made information for the next 10 to 15 minutes. So kick off your shoes, relax, come on. Let's really enjoy this podcast experience. Let's just shut down the world around us and concentrate on this bullshit that I'm putting in your ears right fucking now. Here's the deal, people. We're live in Los Angeles. That's right. How'd This Get Made is coming to Largo. We always are at Largo, so it shouldn't be that big of a surprise if we're doing a live show in Los Angeles. But we are there again on September 20th at 8 and 10 p.m. The 8 o'clock show is completely sold out. The 10 p.m. show is close to being sold out. So get your tickets today at largo-la.com. And a lot of people are asking, Paul, what are the movies? It's simple. They are as follows. It's a night that we like to call You Can Sing, But Can You Act? The 8 o'clock movie is Glitter with Mariah Carey. And the 10 o'clock movie is LOL with Miley Cyrus. We have great guests. I'm very excited about both of those movies. This should be a real great night all around. All right, so get your tickets today at largo-la.com. For those of you who like to see me and Jason visually, just not hear us all the time, you can catch a new season of The League. That's right, The League is coming back. Season 6. Man, we've been on the air for a long time. 6 years on the air. We're now on the channel known for Simpsons marathons. That's right. We are on FXX Wednesday night at 10 p.m. every Wednesday for the next couple of weeks. And Jason will be returning with a special Dirty Randy Rafi episode with June Diane Raphael. That's right. June is finally in the league, and she's with Seth Rogen and Jason Mantzoukas in a really, really super funny episode. Anyway, enough of that bullshit. Let's get into what we do best, which is talk about bad movies. And this next movie, how do we know it's so bad? Well, it has two, not just one, but two Stallones involved. That's right. I'm talking about a movie that has sweat, that has sequins, that has singing. I'm talking about Staying Alive. That's right. The sequel to Saturday Night Fever. Man, oh man. I know I say this all the time, but this movie is a special one. Take a listen to the trailer.
I used to be pretty incredible myself when I lived in Brooklyn.
Really? What happened?
I moved to Manhattan.
This is Tony Manero. He's got the looks. He's got the guts. He's got the moves. Well, you can tell by the way I now, all he needs are the breaks.
Oh, you think that because you're on a show and I'm not, that's competition, yeah. Right? It ain't competition.
Well, what is it?
Envy.
If he's going to get to the top.
Can you be sure that's ever going to happen?
It's going to take everything he's got.
You want to dance here? You follow my rules. Because I'm going to push you until you think you're going to die.
Paramount Pictures presents John Travolta in a Robert Stigwood production, a Sylvester Stallone film, Staying Alive.
Give me a break. You ain't got the moves for Broadway.
Oh, I ain't got the moves, right?
Oh, really?
Well, I'm never gonna give you up for someone else's love.
I love you, Jackie.
Guys like you aren't relationships. You're exercise.
Woman in you. Bring out the man in me.
If you're hot over somebody, I don't want to always hear about it.
I just respect the dancing, that's all.
Yeah. And her legs and her face and it.
Come on, the girl's got like an abundance of talent.
I've never been asked to leave before.
Oh, don't take it personally.
Well, how can I not? There's nobody else here in the room.
But you can't treat me like this anymore.
I promise it'll never happen again.
What you've got is an anger and an intensity, and that's what I need to make this show work.
No one will ever know you just don't have it.
I got it? You're kidding me.
Way to go, Manero!
I need it.
It's 5 years later, but the fever still burns. Staying Alive.
Oh, I love it. The trailer is even awesome. This movie, now I'm not like a big Saturday Night Fever fan, so I'm not offended on that level about this movie. I'm offended as a person who sees cinema. This movie is bonkers. Now keep in mind, it's totally worth you watching. I actually recommend that you watch it because it's so next level in so many ways. Here's the thing. The last 45 minutes is primarily modern dance, if you could even call it modern dance. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that Frank Stallone's song plays at the top of the movie and at the end of the movie, and every time I hear it, it makes me smile. As a matter of fact, I have it on my iPod, and I've been playing it in my car. When you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, damn. Very rarely do I see a movie that within the first like 5 seconds, I'm like, oh, this is the right choice. This is great. So you can get Staying Alive on iTunes. You can download it there, and or you can get it somewhere else. You can get it as a used DVD. You can get it probably on Amazon Prime. You can get it anywhere, okay? Just get Staying Alive and watch it. You won't regret it. Now it is time for corrections and omissions. You like that pregnant pause I gave there? That was pretty great.
There's something rather spiffing about corrections and omissions, but some people take it a bit too far. Like the simple girl on Amazon that gave this film 5 stars.
All right, here's the deal. The last 2 weeks have been mega episodes, the Howdy Awards. If you haven't heard them yet, what are you doing? Listen to those episodes. They're really fun. It took us forever to put them together. And again, I just want to give a shout out and a thank you to all of you who helped with this. It was a gigantic task. And as a matter of fact, I want to take a moment to clear up any corrections and omissions that I was a part of, because it was such a big task. Because we don't have a million employees and everyone was really just chipping in, there were a few mistakes. And we had to go off of our gut because we were recording certain things at certain points. We were pulling clips at another point. And I want to apologize. You were right. The Droopy Dog impression was credited to Jason, but it was actually Doug Benson. You were right. My Leprechaun impression about the Martin Luther King quote, that wasn't there. It happened. We pulled the wrong clip. There are many things that we did wrong, but I think the ratio to wrong to right in these episodes is very minimal. And that's because of our amazing engineering staff, our amazing staff at Earwolf, and you, the fans. So thank you, but we did fuck up. Now, the number one thing that we fucked up about was the amount of money that these films made. Now, there's been a lot of discussion online. A lot of discussion. Someone named Gus Gorman broke it down in many ways, as a matter of fact, but he broke down the budgets of the movies and the grosses of the movies, and here is what he has come up with. Yes, June was wrong. She was supposed to say billion, not trillion. So the gentleman who gave me the original numbers, he told me those numbers stand based on Wikipedia. But Gus Gorman has a very complicated Excel spreadsheet. It is on the Earwolf boards in episode 91. You can go check it out. I actually recommend that you do check it out because it's a lot of work here. It's a beautiful Excel spreadsheet. And he says the total budget for all the movies, and there are a couple that are unknown, was $4.2 billion. And they made, in total, $4.1 billion. Now, the reason why his numbers are a little bit lower is because he has no numbers for the budgets of Leprechaun, Birdemic, Tiptoes, Liz and Dick, Sharknado, Easy Rider 2, and Sharknado 2. So there's a little bit of confusion there, but not bad. I think we were just billions and trillions. I don't read math. That's why I gave it. Read math. Oh boy. What did I sound like? A real dumb. I don't read math. June messed up, so it is billions, not trillions. So believe who you want to believe. There's a. I think we can go debating this for the rest of our lives. Now, Gus Gorman also did not stop there in breaking down the budgets and the loss and how much they made, all that sort of stuff. He also broke down the show by actors, and he found that the number one actor that we have talked about in this show, Sylvester Stallone, 7 movies, who comes in at like 5th place. Nicolas Cage with only 4 movies. What does that mean? We have to do more Nick Cage movies. Now, who's number one? Who's number two? I bet you're wondering, right? The guy's name is Frank Welker. He's been in 7 films: Anaconda, Backup Plan, Godzilla, Hudson Hawk, Mortal Kombat, Smurfs, and Super Mario Brothers. Holy moly, Frank Welker, we got to get you on the show. That must be a real bummer, though, because he's been in a lot of classically bad movies. He must be like, oh, man, Godzilla's going to be huge. It's going to be great. Oh, Backup Plan, J-Lo, it's going to go. We're going to blow it through the roof. Oh, Bruce Willis, Hudson Hawk, we're hot off of Moonlighting. It's going to be great. Sorry, Frank. No, it did not work out for you. You can check out all of Gus Gorman's stats, where he breaks down directors, actors, writers, producers, everything at all. That is also on the Corrections and Omissions Board, episode 91 of the Howdies. Now, someone asked, they were very upset with us, that we didn't play the clip of June talking about Deer Penis and what the Deer Penis did from Glimmer Man. So, as a special treat to you, listener who asked that question that I don't remember who it was, I'm going to now play the clip of June asking about Deer Penis from Glimmer Man. Take it away.
But I think the Deer Penis powder, I think we missed sort of the story behind it, which is that he sets it up as though it's going to make him feel more masculine. But what I think it's actually doing is bringing out Keenan's feminine side.
Well, let her go. Please let her go.
That's good.
Because it's not curing his allergies.
Uh-huh. It is.
We know that. Is it?
No, yeah, because when he sneezes later.
He sneezes.
But he goes, I'm going to go suck on some deer penis.
Right.
Hilarious joke.
But I think that it's actually, because through the course of the movie, he's getting more and more emotional.
June, I'm going to come in. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to chop down this.
You think there's like there's like a B story. There's a D story to the movie that is that Steven Seagal making Keenan Ivory Wayans more in touch with his emotions by feeding him
deer penis grounds.
Now, I appreciate this.
But the setup in the Chinese market is clear that Keenan is very sensitive, and he is a tearjerker.
He just doesn't admit it.
He does a great acting job to cover
that
up.
But you know, though, John, when he says something.
He says it's my favorite movie.
No,
and
because
it's a real tearjerker.
But Seagal says something about it also bringing out his masculinity.
But here's the thing. This is why the movie is flawed, because I feel like there are lines that are improvised that are not going to story points, which is, he says, that's Casablanca. I love that movie. This is Keenan. I love that movie. It's a real tearjerker. I cry. Yeah. I mean, I'm a man. I shouldn't cry. And then Steven Seagal comes over and is like, you should cry. You should cry because it cleanses the soul. But it's clear that he does cry by that cover-up. And then later on, he catches him crying. I feel like Steven Seagal's like, I want to say that crying is cool. You can be a masculine man
but
and cry.
But see, I disagree a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think that Keenan did start off, I think it was his favorite movie, but I don't know that he was really...
He says it's a tearjerker.
I know, but I don't think he was really comfortable with that. And then and then later on when we see him
actually... The actor or the character?
The character. But later on we see him going to the movie specifically to cry. Like, I think he becomes
more... No, he's going to his favorite movie. He's not going specifically to cry.
He's not looking for his horses.
He says, that's my favorite movie.
The whole apartment was decorated with like 1940s movies and stuff.
I imagine he put those up through the course of the movie.
I will tell you one.
Wait a minute. So you think, for the course of the movie, while he's doing the deer penis, he redecorates his apartment?
I think this is one of his storylines.
Yes, all of those scenes got cut out.
Exactly.
Yeah, very possibly. Oh my God, I said that. A lot of the comic relief got cut out. Very possibly.
So good. Another classic June confusion. There's another part that everyone complained about. They said, Justin to Kelly, you didn't have that revelation that it was the text messages that they sent from Justin to Kelly. I know. We had a lot of Justin to Kelly in the episodes themselves, so I pulled it out at the last second. I apologize for you guys. I know it was a great revelation, but you know what? Next year. And for everyone asking, we didn't count movies like Ernest Goes to Jail and No Holds Barred. We're going to save them for the next round. So this is like the first 80-something episodes. Not all of them, but first 80-something. I guess up to... maybe it was up to... I don't know, Mr. Nanny. No, I don't even know what it was up to. It was up to, who cares? We'll do it in the next episode. Now, one of the clips that I did cut from the main episode that I really, really love is Jason talking about his fear of clowns. So here is another clip that didn't quite make it into the Howdies. Take a listen.
And when I was a kid, it was clowns. Like, clowns rode around in vans and would abduct kids with candy. Did anybody else have
a
clown?
No. What is that? Where did you grow up?
What's happening?
Wait, hang on. I'm having one of those moments.
There was John Wayne Gacy, but that's one guy.
I'm having one of those moments where I feel like something I assumed we all shared.
Oh, Jason.
Is unique to me.
You may have just have seen Stephen King's It on TV and mistaked it for
No. Guys, we were all abducted by clowns.
You guys all thought the mushroom people were going to kill us, right? You guys all were afraid of the mushroom people.
Wait, I got to ask you, Jason. When you say you were scared of being abducted by clowns, do you mean like killers in clown costumes?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So not just like crazy clowns.
No. Not real clowns, guys.
John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's John one dude.
Yeah.
Because people would be like, oh, I heard the clowns were around after school yesterday. The clowns. This is a real thing. You guys are fucking assholes. You know what? You know what you guys could be doing? Supporting me. You know what you're not doing? You're against me. You're against me now.
I've never heard that. It's an amazing theory. Apparently, Jason had a couple people out there that that did actually hear that. And finally, my last clip that I'll play of something that didn't make it into the Howdies, that should have made it into the Howdies, was June and I arguing over a blooper at the end of Crank 2. I believe that someone shit themselves. June, not so much. Take a listen to the debate over the Crank 2 shit my pants bloopers.
The blooper that I'm most disturbed by is they're shooting a scene and I guess a guy shit his pants.
Wait, what?
What?
There's a guy running by in underwear and he has shit stains like in his pants and he's running all awkwardly because he shit himself.
No, but Paul, that actor didn't shit himself.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, that was why it's a blooper.
No.
Now, normally we do this section called Q&A, but we're not going to do it today because... why? It's a holiday weekend. You guys don't need to work. I'm giving it off. You don't need to ask me a question. Relax. Enjoy your family. And I'll tell you something fun you could do. You can go onto our Facebook page. Look at How Did This Get Made? Our whole thing. It's HDTGM. There's amazing, amazing pictures that are made by Leanna Waldron on this page. So much good stuff here. Also highlights an interview that I did with RogerEbert.com where you can kind of find out a little bit about how the sausage is made if the sausage is making this podcast. All right, guys. It was a great week. We're back next week with Staying Alive. I want you to watch it. Then we'll be back with our normal mini episodes with the Q&As, with the Who Did It Better, Nick Cage, with the Love It, Hate It, Hate It or Love It. All that stuff is coming back. But right now, it's Labor Day week. Relax. Enjoy yourself. All right. We will see you next week for Staying Alive. And we'll see you, Los Angeles residents, on September 20th at Largo. And then for those of you who want to just see us but we can't see you, watch us on The League. That's right. Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on FXX, home of The Simpsons. See you guys later. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.